I didn't even look.
Dell computer software? Uh-huh. Or
oh, that's MediaTouch. That's going to be installed in the Air Studio last April.
Yeah. I can't wait.
That's going to be installed.
Just to reset. It's just not that happy.
The station had an ice cream social today
to boost morale.
Right. On the same day.
I think we ought to check and see if morale was boosted.
On the same day that they fired somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Robbie?
Yeah.
Go see if you can find somebody to come in
here. See if you can find somebody like Tim McWilliams that has the guts to come in here.
I don't know if many people have the guts.
I don't think so. Not in the climate we're in. No.
See, Jeff. Hello, Jeff. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Man, you guys got absent in my radio personality. Absent in my radio personalities and personalities in my radio absent. So I'm just having a great time, and you guys are drunk, and I'm loving it.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, sir.
Well, I got news for you. I'm coming out of it now.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's
I'm coming out of it. I'm starting to get more focused on what's happening in the real world.
Yes.
That stuff sounds
I am. Don't stare at me, Mike. I am.
No, I am, too, but it's just... What's sad is I thought it would be a little... I thought, really, that our show... would translate into here. Now you want to talk about guts? You
hey, Madonna.
You want to talk about guts,
baby. Madonna friends? Hey, Madonna.
And one of our old buddies and somebody who does have the balls to come in here. Excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boots.
Hi, Madonna.
Turn her mic.
A little bit of damn ice cream.
So this party upstairs, it sucks, right?
I don't know. I didn't go up.
She didn't even go up.
There you go.
Do you want a drink?
Huh?
Want a beer?
No, thanks.
You sure?
I'm driving.
Oh, all right, okay.
But, so are we.
So, well, I want to get home before you guys get on the road.
So the ice cream social was like an... That's funny. She's so evil, but she's funny.
Yeah.
Madonna, let me ask you something, and it's not the Madonna. Madonna.
Madonna. No, Madonna.
What do you think? What do you think of the whole idea of the ice cream social?
Sucks, right? Sucks big time. You can't give people who work at a radio station.
You've been here
ice cream.
A long time. Nobody's going to fire
like
you.
Like I said.
Well, come on.
Come on, Madonna.
How many administrations have you survived?
I lost
all of them. All of them.
Really?
Madonna, you've been here through all of them. You're going to maintain them. Even after Alan gets fired, you're still going to have the job. So just tell us, did the party suck?
Well... it's like rearranging deck furniture on the Titanic, isn't it?
Wow! Hello!
Madonna, you're excused.
Thank you, real.
Thank you very much.
Is she a real woman?
Yes, she is.
Is she a real woman?
Yes.
And incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, she gives us crap, too. All the time.
Yeah.
There's nobody else that I can think of that has the guts to do that.
I would say, like, 9 to 5, you guys are obnoxious. But in this state, you're even more obnoxious.
That's nice. Get out. Thank you.
Wait, thank you, Madonna.
My condolences to Cliff. That's your husband. Poor son of a bitch. And don't think I don't talk to him at the Christmas party. Because I do. I said, hey, Cliff, what's happening?
Rob, anybody else that would be interested in speaking?
Cliff says you think you got it bad with Frida?
Uh-huh. Anybody else?
Tell you about being married to Madonna.
She's tough.
She is.
She is. But you know what?
Yeah.
Out of that toughness.
We admire that.
There has been a grudging, and I mean grudging respect over the years.
That's right.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys, I just want to let you know your singing performance was ear delicious.
Thank you. Was it an eargasm?
Yeah, I had total eargasm.
Thank you, my
fantastic.
Friend.
Fantastic.
Hello, nice. Chris, Don and Mike show.
Don, you are ear delicious.
Thank you. Everybody tells me that, which is what
everybody's saying delicious.
Which is what Neil Sedaka said last night. What a faggot he is. when he stood up on American Idol and they said, here's Neil Sedaka in his running suit, his members only suit.
Right. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
He went, oh, Clay Aiken, number one with Solitaire for 3 weeks in a row.
Of course.
And then he says,
delicious. Now here comes Michelle.
To the red hair
boys. Strange that the only people coming in are women.
The survivors, too.
You know, this great misogynistic show that all women are afraid of, but the only visitors we have are women.
All you could find were women in tumbleweeds back there.
That's right.
What about when Neil Sedaka said to the red-haired boy last night? You are delicious.
Delicious. All right, now, Michelle, I know for a fact that you were up there at the party. What happened? What went wrong?
I have no idea. I think it's the conference center.
You think it's the conference room itself?
The location.
That may have played a part.
I do.
Really?
The Dell boxes.
And the fact that there were boxes up on top.
Yeah.
Boxes, I agree. To a certain extent, I agree with her that there were boxes stacked on the table that just... you know, when you can't see people across the conference room because there's hardware stacked on top, it might have been
gotcha. And here's how you gauge the success of a party: the autopsy that we're having afterward.
Right.
We're actually, you know, trying to figure out what killed it.
So the party sucked upstairs, Michelle?
Pretty much.
Gotcha.
And not necessarily a morale booster.
Not really.
No.
Do you want a drink?
Sure.
Yeah, take one of my beers.
Let's get her a drink.
Yeah.
give her a drink.
There's Michelle. Why don't you open that on the air? Okay. There we go.
Thanks, guys.
Come on, Michelle. Come on now, do it for Iceland. All the way down. Chug, 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 chug.
Do it for Iceland.
Chug. Come on, Michelle.
Michelle?
Yeah.
We'll always have Iceland.
The Blue Lagoon.
There we go.
Bye-bye. Bye, darling.
Good night.
Here she goes.
Hey. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Our two old friends.
We got like 25 people work on the sales staff here. Two of them come in.
Mm-hmm. They've both been
and
here.
And Deli.
Seriously, how long have they been here?
They're both girls.
Same as us.
Okay? They're girls.
Rob, any men that would come in here?
Devoid of men back there.
Oh, no, there are men. I saw men Hello. When I was back there. No, really, no men?
Don and Mike, hello.
They're scared since one of them was fired.
Yeah, Don?
Yeah, Don and Mike, hi.
Don't ever rag on Dennis Murphy singing again.
Oh, please, I'm drunk. Come on, get off my ass. And besides, I got a full tongue. You know what I'm saying? I stand by my performances today.
Hey, Dennis does a fine job with
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, guys.
Yes, hello.
Jesus, how much... power does Alan have there to keep everybody so tight-lipped about that party?
You know, I'm wondering, really, that he has an iron hand back there.
He does.
He does.
What an ass.
For you, Michelle, for speaking your mind.
And Madonna.
And
give Madonna credit. Yes. The only what people to come in here.
She wouldn't really commit.
No, Madonna. No, no, but Madonna and Michelle.
It was very brave for both Madonna and Michelle to come in.
And I thought they were really honest about what they said.
Party sucked.
Hey, and Rob, tell me, please, you took pictures and are going to put them up on the web.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, he's lying. He's lying, darling. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, God. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
How you doing, dude?
Okay. Hey God.
How are you?
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Hi, right. Dennis.
Hey, I'm pissed at William Hung. Hey, I'm pissed at William Hung.
Hey,
why
did you pull your teeth? Hold on. I got something about William Hung here. Dennis is going to kill you.
I'm kidding. What? Of course, Dennis. How are you?
Hold on.
Dennis, what do you want?
Dennis, listen to this.
Yeah.
William Hung,
uh-huh.
the guy from American Idol,
right.
The old guy.
Yeah.
Even Usher, you know Usher, the singer?
Right.
Yeah.
Even he says, forget it, I'm not going to win the sales battle this week. William Hung is going to have the number one album in America.
I can't believe that.
William Hung has now topped the charts in America.
For three
weeks in a row.
I love that.
He's been number one.
Who doesn't love that?
For Amazing. 3 weeks in a row. Now, keeping in mind, he got canceled from American Idol on January 27th. I'd say this guy's got legs.
It's incredible.
This Chinaman's got legs.
It is incredible.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he's not.
He took his inability and turned it into something.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman. Oh, thanks, Fred.
Bye, Don.
Dennis, that's something you've been trying to do for years.
Yeah, I got one hand, one heart with him.
Now listen to this. I'm going to give you some hard numbers on William Hung.
Dennis,
numbers.
Dennis, and I'm going to tell you in advance, this might kill you when you hear these numbers.
I know.
Listen, first week, and he's got heavy competition.
Right.
Everybody's got an album out.
Yeah.
First week, William Hung debuted at number 34 on the Billboard charts. Number one on the independent charts.
Unbelievable.
Total number of albums sold first week, 380,000.
Wow.
380,000 albums sold in the first week.
How many of those did he sell out of his car?
Dennis, that could have been you.
Yeah, it could have been me. I only sold 800.
You sold 800 of your new one?
Oh, no. Christmas
CD so far. Oh, your Christmas CD so far.
All right.
And the Christmas CD, Dennis, the Christmas CD recorded in what year?
1998, but One Hand, One Heart. One Hand, One Heart was
a perennial favorite.
One Hand, One Heart.
One Hand, One Heart sold 65 copies so far.
Yeah, you remember that with the pushy broad singing the duet with
him? And now the thing is...
That was his love song karaoke
Dennis
album.
Dennis can never go on American Idol now and be the guy because William
He's
Hung is taking it.
Yeah, you know? and Dennis, you're a pro. You've got a record deal.
Oh, no! I can't believe William Hung beat me!
All right, Dennis, we got a break here.
Yeah.
You want me to send you a break?
Sure, take us a break, Dennis.
Oh, by the way, if you need income tax, Don, call me.
Yeah, that's good. That's a nice ad to do on April 15th
in time.
What, Dennis?
I'll file extension.
Come on, take us a break.
Okay, got him
right. If you need your income taxes done at 5:49 Eastern Time on April 15th.
I just hung up on him. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, we're in a victory circle. I can't get it.
What is this girl on TV doing?
What is she doing?
Something dirty.
Listen to her.
Yeah!
Oh!
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Merry Christmas! Possibly Crooked. The Don and Mike Show.
Right on. Thank you for listening. Here's the news. As we approach 6 o'clock on the east and 3 o'clock on the west.
Yes.
I'm not drunk anymore.
But you're still, it's still in your jaw.
I'm a little bit, but
yeah, right.
Not like before.
We're coming back.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, though. The message that we tried to give was let's have some fun.
Right.
At WJFK.
And every now and then
let's have some fun.
You send out a little volley. You send out a little message to your coworkers. Mm-hmm. And I think that the message was not necessarily received. Didn't happen.
They don't get it. They don't.
I don't think they ever will. And that's okay.
Oh, and now we're not going to be able to play My Mom's a Whore today because we're out of time.
Oh, dear.
But maybe tomorrow. Listen, here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
I said this before, and I mean it again. I love radio. It's my don't make fun of me.
I'm laughing because your voice is a little hoarse, and we've had a bit of day. I probably am more depressed than you are today, and I really thought I thought this would be a springboard to everybody coming in the studio, and it would be fun.
Don't
and
be
festive,
depressed,
and it really, really depresses.
Don't be depressed because listen to my message. The message is the same thing that got me hooked on radio from the time I was 8 goddamn years old. Do you know I've worked in radio full time since I was 12? I'm 45 now. I still love it. It's still the greatest job in the world.
Yep.
It is. Greatest industry in the world.
Yep.
You walk into a radio station, you should walk in the same way that I walked in wide-eyed to these great radio stations when I was a young kid and said, God, I'd give anything to work there. And all these people that work at this station don't get the fact that this eventually will be one of those stations that people look back on
and
say, wow, that was a crazy place to work.
When we talk about doing a show like this, and we talk about coming in and having a good time, having a party, Buzz bringing in the absinthe and everything, and I looked at a bunch of guys.
Stepped on.
And I'm talking to these guys, and I said, and somebody said, you mean like when he did it the last time? I said, no, we're all going to do it today.
Yeah.
And to look at the faces of people I'm talking to and see the reaction and to see the bottom line, why we all do this, because it's fun.
Right.
And then to walk in and not have it here in the little building, it's weird. Wow. Now, some might say, okay, guys, now you're getting too heavy. But the fact is, it's a little creepy to be in that environment. And now people hear the way we're talking right now, and I'm trying to be measured. And the fact is, I'm mad because I thought we'd have everybody that worked here in this room at this hour.
Yeah.
Well, you see, the radio doesn't happen no more.
The radio station was supposed to have their ice cream social today.
Right.
I thought it was morale. You would think the people would come in for the ice cream party, and then they come down here when they found out that we had real killer booze.
Now, the deal is, the margarita party with Brad was brought up that people are scared.
Why?
That Brad...
That's crazy.
Brad had too many margaritas.
Well, is Brad fired?
I don't know where Brad is.
God. He hasn't been with
Rob, is anybody here in the building anymore? Please find someone. Please.
Brad is history.
I need satisfaction.
I know. And furthermore, satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
And furthermore, even if Brad, at the last time the station had a party 4 years ago, got drunk and out of control, So what?
Right. So what?
We need a little out of control here.
So what? So what?
I'm like that guy now. I'm like that guy at that crazy Mooney church.
I think what you were saying is that people don't realize how lucky they are to be a part of this and how much fun it is and could be and should be.
And I want to say this honestly. Seriously. I know they work a split shift. And I know that they hate us because of Opie and Anthony. We're Ron and Fez. We're getting drunk today. Come in. You want to be buddies?
Yes, come in and drink a beer with us.
Here's the deal, Ron and Fez. I know you're leaving in June. I know you got the gig in Tampa. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I still like you guys. What, I'm not supposed to say that?
I don't know.
I don't know. But we all know.
I don't know.
We all know.
Rob, introduce our next guest.
No, you're good guys. Mike, don't cut me off here.
I'm not cutting you off.
You're
I
good
have
guys.
No idea. I don't care.
Come in and have a drink with us. Let's at least pretend for an hour that we work on the same freaking team.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the WJFK street team, it's Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Now, Megan, you're not one of the salespeople here. You, what do you do here at the radio station?
And same with Bill O'Reilly. Where the hell is he?
Yeah. Why did he fly down for this?
I'm Howard.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Yeah, we're Stern.
Robin, I want you to go look for more. I'm sorry.
Where is
I know
Robin
I'm making
Quivers?
You work hard, but I want you to go look for more.
Megan, how's the party going up there?
Party ended a while ago.
It ended about 2 hours ago.
Was that a bad party?
Actually, I wasn't there.
Yeah, Megan was running the phones.
Yeah,
that's why.
Had to work.
Megan had to work, and Megan had a little cocktail at the front desk, which I thought was admirable.
Megan
is not the right person to interview because she had the right attitude here.
Right.
You like working here.
I do. I love working here.
It's fun.
Yes.
But it could be more fun, don't you think, Megan?
I'm having fun every day.
All right.
Okay. Be honest.
No, I am being honest, but we do have some... Jack and I are working together trying to get some ideas to... You know,
we need
more fun things.
We need more.
We're working on it. We're trying.
Now, Wendell is coming in back of you.
Ah, here we go.
Where's Wendell? Wendell's in back of you. He's directly in back of you.
Oh, hi, Wendell. What can I do for you?
Ashtray.
What?
Ashtray.
Oh, Ashtray.
Thank you, Broad. You and Ashtray.
Appreciate
nice.
It. Thank you, Wendell.
Thanks very much.
I'm allowed to have
we need
cigars
more
today.
We need a few more smoots around here.
Yeah.
Seriously, Wendell, I mean that. You know, God.
We all
so,
agree.
Red, what's your deal here?
I'm a sales assistant. I help out with promotions.
Sales assistant?
Yeah.
So you help out with promotions, and this thing kind of wasn't what everybody wanted, right?
Well, we tried to do something that we thought
now
we
more people.
Would enjoy.
Now, here comes Jag.
There he
now,
is.
Jag, here I believe go. Jag's
Haji.
Heart was... Haji, your heart was in the right place.
What's happening, Hodge?
In the right place.
Haji looked incredibly depressed when I saw him up there.
Don't be depressed.
I wasn't depressed.
Oh, no, of course not. Nobody's depressed. No. Nobody's depressed at WJFK. It's always the happy place. I'm sorry. I'm depressed, Haji. No,
the weather was good today. We had ice cream, but other things around the station happened.
You had ice cream.
Happy about
you dumb F. You had ice cream.
Yeah, here comes Kari.
Jesus Christ, Haji. You don't have ice cream to have
Kari,
a station party. You have booze.
And your buddy got S-cans today, right? Your buddy got...
And,
come on up to the microphone.
Now, the station fired somebody today on the same day.
It was
Kari's
friend. It was your buddy. Right?
Danny was my buddy.
And they have an ice cream social on the day that, and he was a good guy.
Same
one of the few people I talked to here.
Wendell Hall.
And he got canned, and I thought that, you know, I don't know what
Mike,
job he
excuse
was doing.
Me, filibustering. Wendell Hall.
Sorry.
Danny said it was his choice as he was carrying out his printer and keyboard.
Really? It was his choice?
don't you get the sarcasm of Wendell Hall?
What's his full name?
It was his choice.
Danny Cox,
it was his
I love
choice.
You, buddy. You were one of the good people here.
Yep. Mike,
I would tell any radio station
Mike,
in Washington, hire Danny Cox.
Mike,
he is a good guy.
Hey, Mike, describe him.
Huh? He looks like the Hobbit.
You didn't get the sarcasm of Wendell.
What were you saying? What?
Wendell said, yes, he left on his own terms.
Oh, no, I got that.
He didn't leave
on his own terms, but Kari, good guy, right? Pretty good guy?
Yeah.
Actually, if you could do me a favor.
Yes.
Can you do the Danny from Caddyshack?
Danny Cox. Danny Cox, hope you pick up real soon with another radio station.
Sit down, Danny.
Yes, you may not have cut the mustard here, your WJFK, but I certainly hope that you can pick up real soon at one of our competitors, Danny Cox.
So at the day that they were going to have a morale party,
right.
They fired a guy.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And did you have any idea that we're going to fire the guy today?
I had no clue.
Oh boy!
Why did
he he came in here at the same time you did, right?
Came in on the same day.
Oh God! So that's why he was like being all
better him than you, though. All right,
come on.
It's a doggy dog world.
That's right.
That's why you make me laugh, man. That's why he is. See, that's funny.
All right, here we go.
Truthful though, Mark.
Oh, that is goddamn funny.
Danny's going to land on his feet. I'm not worried.
No, he's screwed. Forget it. He's a dead man in this industry.
All right. Now remember I talked about the core of people. I mean, look, right. Everybody in this room right now would be people that I would include in that.
They'd be at the party.
And the
out
people
of
that 70, came in,
out of 75 people that work at the station,
I would say if you
were in the studio.
If you wanted to get people that I would walk up to personally, I would use this group. I really would. Right. Absolutely.
Anyway, Haji. Sucky party, but thanks for trying to get the booze.
Really, you did your best.
Haji
did his best.
Step up to the microphone, Haji.
Step up to the microphone.
Come on, Jag.
I'm trying, buddy. I'm trying.
I know you are.
I know. You've got a great attitude. You support everybody here. Everybody here. You do. You really do. Yep.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. It just doesn't translate to everybody else. Everybody pops in, does their little turn, and does their little thing. And
I just got to ask you one thing.
Jag, I got to ask.
Am I leaving?
No.
No. I like it. You're fine.
I want to know. Donnie's referring to what you said yesterday.
What's that?
He said, you know, remember he's a tweener? That's what you called him yesterday. Right. That's what he's referring to.
I was kidding. Right. Now I'm serious.
All right.
How do you feel about Al-Qaeda? Where are you from?
I'm from India.
From India. Oh, okay. All right, you're okay, Haji.
It's a different area.
That's right. You pass. I was profiling. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
Oh, God. You know, that's an old joke we've done with Haji for a long time, but man, it still rings.
Merry Christmas.
It's still goddamn funny.
It sure does. It really All right, is. So we have four people left. A question. Where is the human sponge, Alan Limewine?
Is Alan still in the building?
I haven't seen him around.
He's gone already?
I'm sure he's in the office.
Alan left.
I haven't seen him.
Alan, sure. I think, Alan, I believe, has a secret exit that he, does he leave out the side door, Rob? Does he
the fire exit? He does. I saw him out front selling the rest of the ice cream.
Well, listen, to Megan and Wendell and to Jag, and I don't know what your name was. What's your name?
Kari.
To Kari, all of you.
A-R-I.
Thank you for coming in our studio
the
for
real
the ice
troopers.
Cream party.
You guys rock. Yeah.
Thank you. Get out of here now.
All, you know,
Get out of here now.
Right.
Fun.
Thank you all very much. Those are good people, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, now.
They still exist.
Me not drunk. Me just feeling good. Ready? Come on. Now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what Joel said? What was that promise that Mel made? Now I'm gonna love Mel till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love infinity till the stars fall from the sky for you and I.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you, when you get to that point, without swinging, can we
right?
Come on,
now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love ya till the heavens stop the rain. I'm going to love you till the Shatner fall from the sky.
Is that the Shatner song?
For you and I. Take it, Mike!
I'm gonna love you.
There you go.
Rain.
Come on, Mike. Come on, you got the rain.
I'm gonna love you till the stars fall down. Whatever. I don't know the lyrics.
For you and I.
I don't know the song.
All you gotta know now is Stronger Than Dirt. That's at the end.
Oh, man.
Ba-da-ba-da-da-down. You know what?
When you talk about the Doors.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? That is you, the come on, come on, come on again?
Bow,
bow, bow, bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, bow, It's my ass! Merry Christmas!
Well, what a fun show we've had.
Blowing off steam.
There you go.
And now this is nice and mellow.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Happy.
We had a little acid happening.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not drunk now.
No.
I swear to Christ.
Right.
I just feel free.
All of us do.
I mean, I would do this show every day if I thought you people would listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
If I thought you would listen to 4 hours
of just a stream of consciousness, singing to records and things like that.
Screaming how our manager's an idiot and playing the Doors.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, for me, that's radio heaven.
Yeah,
I hope you got a message out.
I really do.
A world where only radio was strictly forbidden.
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's Buzz.
He made it up.
Mike, we're talking to somebody else.
That's
Buzz,
right.
Did we get a message out today, do you think?
Maybe. I think we did. I think we did.
I hope so.
What was the message that we gave on
today's show? Oh, easy.
No, I'm asking Buzz.
All right, go ahead. What was the message?
the thing I learned, you got to feel the fun. It's got to be real.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Robbie, you can't force it.
I love when you play What Have We Learned. I think it is.
You know, who's the man? Who is the man really with that statement that's left out of the party today? Didn't have one drink.
No, he
did. Who would have made a huge difference if he had?
My man.
This man right here.
Well, someday. You know why he didn't? Because he might have had to be my chauffeur tonight.
Absolutely. But, Rob, we didn't get through, did we?
No, I don't think you did. But but please, when you put your head down on your tear-soaked pillow tonight, I want you to remember this.
What?
Don't fear. Join in.
Have fun.
Yeah. Isn't fun the best thing to have?
Fun is the best thing to have.
That's right.
And that's a message to everybody listening right now, too.
Have fun.
That's right.
Or else we'll kick your ass.
Damn right.
Have fun or else.
And you have to be fun to have fun.
You understand? The party's ending, dopes.
We know that there is pressure. We know it is out there every day.
Have fun now or F it.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy it now.
You can't spell fun without F-U.
Right. And for all of you that are going to ask us to do this every day.
Forget it.
It's never going to happen.
Forget it.
No.
And be careful where you buy your hot dogs.
You're right about that.
What is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Actually, a pretty big story.
What's that?
Today, why adult film production in this country has all but been shut down.
Oh.
Really? Yes.
All right, now I'm interested.
Yeah.
Now I need some coffee.
Serious stuff.
Now I'm sobered up.
Well, I'm completely sober now.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Coming up.
Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Mike.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Be a dear and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
You just made it back, dude.
Yeah, I had you worried, didn't I?
Hey, all right. You're always there, Buzz.
Yeah.
Time for news and comment now with my friend Buzz Burbank.
Good luck.
Brought to you by Burbank.
Thanks.
World's number one sexual performance enhancer. Miramax, number one, because it really works.
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested, and it's patented.
Mm-hmm.
Miramax, again, at retailers nationwide. 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Just couldn't read. It's normally
I can't believe that you, when was the last time you, sipped absinthe?
Two and a half hours ago.
Would you speak to the properties of that, that wonderful, aperitif at this, stage?
Well, I had four. I'd say that after the fourth, it kicked in.
Yeah.
Now it is leaving my system. Now I no longer feel the need to sing.
Me too.
I think I love you or touch me or anything else.
Okay.
But I'm still feeling randy enough to pontificate about how I love radio.
Rightly so.
You do love radio.
I do love radio.
You love radio more than any human being I've ever met.
I swear to God,
the best.
I swear to God.
And it's infectious. And if you're in this show and you're part of this thing,
it's the best way to make a living. It's the only thing I've wanted to do ever since I was a freaking kid.
And here we are doing it.
So we have moments on this show every day.
Oh, hotline.
Hello.
I'm sorry to interrupt, my boo-boo.
No problem, honey.
I'm doing better tonight. I'm gonna buy you dinner. I was just wondering what you had in mind.
How about some coffee?
I'm a homemaker tonight.
Coffee, and you know, honey, I don't care. How about roast beef? No. Duck.
Duck.
I do love duck.
Yeah.
You like duck?
I do.
What kind of duck?
The kind that has that sauce on it. That duck sauce.
A Chinese dish or
whatever. Can you get that?
You might be able to swing some duck. I'll have to see what's available.
That's my girl.
Cool.
All right. That's I'm looking for you, baby doll.
And baby, thank you for giving up that booty act last night.
Well, I promised you.
I know you did.
I am a woman of my word.
I know you are. And Jesus Christ, you took your time getting upstairs last night. I mean, seriously, I go upstairs, it's 10 o'clock, and I'm going, where is she?
Mm-hmm.
It's like 11:15 when finally I'm fighting sleep.
I had to wake you back up.
Finally, she walks into the bedroom.
And you receive it.
Oh, yes, I did.
You know, and most times, you must have been in need, because most times you won't wake up for it. Not with me, anyway.
Hey.
I mean, it's just, yeah, I've been around for 22 years, so I guess I'm waking up for most times.
No, I wake up for you every time, darling. Love you.
I was flattered. Love you, too.
Duck would be great.
Okay, see you later.
Love you.
You know, usually at this time of the show, this is Frida who feels like this.
All right.
So now I feel like this, and it feels good.
Yeah.
I got hiccups.
Feels good. Why not?
It's kind of motivating. Kind of cleansing.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
Yeah,
Mike.
Duck. I like duck.
Yeah, that's good.
Get me some duck for dinner, woman.
The government has spent a lot of time, money, and effort on trying to shut down porn production in this country, and now that mission has practically been accomplished, but not because of the government. A new AIDS scare has prompted the most major adult film production houses to stop work completely. Adult film star Darren James found out recently, on Monday, in fact, that he is HIV positive. That prompted a demand that all production be halted from both the adult industry
and
medical health. His brother?
Kevin. Kevin James. You're not going to believe this.
Ooh. A demand that production be halted from both the Adult Industry Medical Healthcare Foundation and the industry's trade paper, Adult Video News. James has been in dozens of porn movies in the last 6 years. He's the first performer in 4 years to be found positive for the AIDS virus.
Well, the whole family has AIDS.
How do they get people?
Dennis James.
Rick James.
Jesse.
Each.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
The motorcycle guy.
Etta.
Etta James.
I'm late.
Have we had Rick?
I had.
Adam.
I had.
Actors get tested.
Edgerin.
Edgerin James.
Thank you.
That's the best one.
Thank you very much.
Edgerin James.
Adult actors get tested every 3 weeks and have to provide documentation before they can perform in a film.
And of course, King.
King James.
And the Bible.
Yeah.
Oh, sit down.
That's your version.
And you're not drinking.
No, I'm not.
King James had AIDS.
Do you feel left out today?
King James had AIDS, Rob?
What's that?
Never mind.
Can we have a day for him one of these days?
No, we need a day just for Rob.
Yeah.
No. I wouldn't want to do it by myself.
I'll do it with you.
You're great by yourself.
just for Mike and Rob.
There you go.
And it doesn't have to be a show, just tonight.
Now, provided no one else turns up positive, it'll be another 3 weeks before porn producers know if they can go back to work. June 8th will be 60 days since James last worked, but he's worked with a dozen women in the last month. If any of them are positive, then hundreds of other performers could be infected as well. Some producers will ignore the embargo, of course, but quoting one actress, no amount of money is worth your health.
You're talking about 4 years and nobody's got that. That amazes me right there.
It is indeed. And this could actually shut down the porn industry, except for the few people who will boldly go into it without concern.
George Michael.
One of the late...
I'm watching L.A. Law on Bravo.
803.
Because I'm an idiot. And
Who was the bald guy on L.A. Law?
Michael Chiklis.
No. No, Mike. No.
Charles Dutton. I know who you mean.
No, no. Come on. He was the bald guy.
Bruce Willis.
The guy that ran the office.
Telly Savalas.
Right. Anyway, whoever he is, he's talking
Otto Preminger.
He's talking to Corbin Burnson. Uh-huh. And this was obviously a show that was filmed, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago.
Right. G. Gordon Liddy.
Right when AIDS was first coming, into the forefront.
Right.
And I guess this guy had an affair with somebody in the police department. And when Corbin Burnson came into the bathroom, this guy was just standing in the bathroom crying. And Corbin Burnson comes in and says, "What are you crying about?" He says, I don't have AIDS. I don't have AIDS.
What everybody was scared about.
Yeah, and back then, it was that would have been cutting edge.
Right.
The fact that Corbin Burnson was hugging this bald guy who had sex with some other girl and was sure that he had AIDS.
Right.
And then Jimmy Smith walks in and goes, "Oh, excuse me, you're having a moment."
Mm-hmm. And then Jimmy Smith went on to NYPD Blue.
Right, where he got AIDS.
And then,
from Dennis Franz.
No, that's incorrect.
Really?
No.
No, I don't know. I'm just pointing out that back then, around the time of L.A. Law,
that was like new.
Cutting edge. You come in with something. What are you staring at?
Your sweater.
It's the same sweater I've been wearing for 4 hours.
I know, it's pretty. Just looking at the pattern.
One of the late Liberace's ex-lovers isn't exactly helping Michael Jackson. Don mentioned this earlier.
I don't drive that way home.
45 zigzag.
What do you mean, the pattern on my sweater?
Now that's off. Somebody drive me home.
45-year-old Scott Thorson says he cheated on the flamboyant 1960s pianist with Michael Jackson.
You said pianist.
I did. Yeah. Talking
pianist.
About Liberace.
Now, listen, the deal here is, and I mentioned this before.
I don't get a chance to do
briefly,
that impression very often either.
There was a boyfriend of Liberace.
Of course there was.
Who says he had sex with Michael Jackson.
But what he was just a little person who was really interested in all of my music, and I really wish everyone come to my show in Las Vegas.
Liberace's ex-boyfriend says it happened with Michael in a London apartment where he was trying on clothes as Michael Jackson lounged on the bed. He says he found gay porn on Michael's nightstand. And
bye.
He says it featured what he calls, quote, looked like young boys. Jackson's lawyer calls the claim false trash, but the National Enquirer says Thorson passed a polygraph test and is willing to testify against Michael in the current child molestation case. This would hurt any defense claim that Michael Jackson is heterosexual and therefore not interested in young boys.
So how great is this? Beyond all of the charges
with the
children.
Michael Jackson and Liberace. I mean, my God.
Liberace's boyfriend.
Oh, Liberace's boyfriend.
Right, the guy who had been with Liberace.
I wasn't paying attention.
How you doing? Says that Michael Jackson banged him.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
That's the story Buzz just had.
But doesn't it all mesh?
Well, it does.
Buzz, one more for a break.
Back in Los Angeles, another young man came forward this week to say that he, too, was molested as a boy by Michael Jackson.
Buzz, beware.
No. I really didn't like him.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Yes, now the now 18-year-old says it happened when he was maybe 5 years old or younger.
Oh,
he says
boy.
A psychiatrist just helped him recover that repressed memory.
And hey, what happened?
As shaky as recovered memory accusations can be, the Los Angeles Police Department says it is investigating that report.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Hold on. Who is he? Hold on. Who is he?
Who he?
The accuser?
The first message is, hey, Rob. This is Robert DeMille, man. They were supposed to have some type of skit for me if I was to come back.
Not today, Rob.
I got a picture
with you. Today. We'll play that
not
tomorrow.
Not today, Rob.
That's new.
So he's left.
That's new.
He has left Rob two, how many, two?
At least two.
At least maybe three voicemail messages that every day I've wanted to play on the show. We've not had time.
Oh, my God.
But we have voicemail from Robert the Angry Mailman.
I was wondering if you'd get somebody to sponsor me. You know, I could cover this event. You know, where Don and Mike had a t-shirt or whatever.
Anyway, tomorrow we'll get into
this.
Tomorrow we'll talk about him.
Up next, Osama bin Laden is apparently trying to leave the U.S. high and dry.
Have you heard this now? The tape?
Yeah, well, I've heard of it.
His new tape where he says, this is the story, Buzz.
If Europe pulls out, he'll give them a free pass.
Right. Everybody except America and Israel.
If Europe has any stones, that should make them want to go get that son of a bitch more than anybody else.
How much you want to bet the French are calling right now going, hello?
Sounds like he's got a good idea.
Hello, okay, hold on, Buzz.
Yes.
More news, more comments coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Now operating with a 7-day delay.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, good guy time! 647. 347 on the West Coast. In Dallas, way after midnight.
Yeah.
Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Dom and Mike. Osama bin Laden's apparently trying to leave the U.S. stranded high and dry in Iraq. He's reportedly offering to give a break to European countries that don't attack Muslims.
Bastard!
He says the truce begins as soon as they send home their troops. That would leave U.S. soldiers without the help of our allies.
Denied!
All of this from a new 7-minute video that features a man claiming to be bin Laden. It appears to be him. The CIA says so. As for the U.S., bin Laden continues to vow revenge. The tape also serves as a reminder he hasn't been caught yet.
Right. And what did it say today? All of the countries that are over there,
right,
except the U.S. and Israel.
Right.
You pull out now.
You get a free pass.
And he promises.
We still attack the United States.
Yeah, he promises that he won't go after any of these other countries.
Go now, no trouble.
But we're bad guys.
Yeah, right. That's the way he's playing it right now.
No matter what he says.
Divide and conquer. And they released the Japanese hostages today.
Right.
That's no, he's not retarded. Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
And I was thinking about that today. They apparently have great jubilation because the certain segments of the Iraqis that did this released the hostages today, and it's and I'm going to stop talking.
Why?
Because I'm bombed.
We had a day today.
Yeah, we had a bit of a day. I think am I in the lead right now?
You're the winner.
I think so. Yeah.
I got hiccups.
You're the winner.
No, but I mean, they released the Japanese.
I'll drink to that.
It made a great splash. They're very happy about that. But things stay the same in Iraq.
Very much so.
All right, so big deal.
Meanwhile, back here, the
whoopsie-doo.
The White House.
Things still bad.
Yeah, bad.
All right.
The White House.
Take my piece.
The White House staff made a rookie mistake when it pushed the president out before the TV cameras the other night. Anyone with TV savvy knows there are certain patterns you cannot wear on television.
I agree. Is this about the necktie? Now listen, I saw this
right
the other night.
Uh-huh.
I'm watching this with Rob. I swear to Christ.
Is that why the camera looked almost out of focus a couple of times?
I said to Rob.
Or is that because it was me?
I said, what is up with Bush's tie?
Yeah.
Because when the camera hits it, uh-huh. No, come on, Mike.
All trying, which is funny, because we're all at varying. I know I'm the worst.
This is serious, though.
I know.
I did say it does appear when the camera hits his necktie, it reminded me. Stop it.
Basic TV rules.
It reminded me of when Regis came out. Mike, I can't work when you're like this.
You're being silly.
When Regis came out with his line of clothing, his millionaire clothing,
right,
where the shirts and the ties were shiny.
Partner.
Okay, never mind, Mike. Never mind.
It's called Moir effect, as a matter of fact.
Never mind. Mike's like got his headphones over his nose.
No, my eye. No,
the headphones.
I was doing the eye thing.
Arr, me hearty. The headphones go over your ears.
Ooh, find your gold. Where's your gold?
What are you doing, Johnny Depp? What are you doing?
I'm doing the pirate.
Right.
Where's your gold?
Anyway, this tie was a bad tie to wear on television.
Try to keep a straight face with this.
A poor choice.
Find
indeed.
Your gold.
Certain things you can't wear on television, like a houndstooth pattern or very, very fine print, they cause a moving diagonal pattern of colored stripes that
can
drive viewers crazy or hypnotize them.
What was that?
Moir effect.
What do they cause?
It causes a moving diagonal pattern of colored stripes. As one CNN pundit put it, the tie appears to be moving when it's not.
The tie was very shiny.
Yes.
Oh, and God. I like you guys. I know you're behind me, but you still, I've got the ear for it.
And we love you, too.
A diagonal pattern.
The president wore a blue tie.
Shiny. Shiny tie. I saw it.
Diagonal moving pattern.
Ask Rob. Tuesday night, I called him. I said, do you see the shiny tie?
I saw it, too, because I was watching it in the high def, and it was like wobbling.
The president wore a blue tie with tiny white dots.
In high def.
It was.
It was not.
It wasn't.
It was not.
Okay.
It was not. Don't give me the finger.
There you go.
God.
Okay, it wasn't both of you. And you like both of you. Both look at me.
It wasn't in high def.
You made a mistake, and we both told you.
We tried to tell you. Blue tie.
Wrong man, bad man.
White dots. Even his friendliest critics, even the president's friendliest critics, say that the tie distracted from the important message he'd come to deliver.
What message?
Dude, who dresses you?
Yeah.
That new liberal talk radio network that just debuted a couple of weeks ago has already been yanked off the air in Chicago and L.A.
And that wouldn't be because they bounce checks, would it, Buzz?
Well, that does come up, as a matter of fact, Don. Yeah. It's the Al Franken network, don't you know?
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
A station owner. A station owner says the network, quote, bounced a check and was in default.
Oops.
Now, the network, which leases its stations, is now suing the owners, demanding to be put back on the air and to be compensated for its losses.
Yeah, no. So let's sue.
We kid a lot about Westwood One. But at least I'll say this about Westwood One. This Air America, they're on the same footing as Greaseman.
Right.
They go to stations like Korean stations, Japanese stations, and they buy 3 or 4 hours of time.
Right.
Put a guy on that you build a network around. It starts slow. You don't just throw it all on there and lease it.
Can I have an extra 30 seconds tonight?
Yeah.
Because I want to get the story in. Let's say you don't drink that often. But when you do...
I'll drink to that.
When you do drink, let's say you get good and drunk. A new study says that can cause brain damage.
Because what was?
Brain damage. I actually did that on purpose. Brain damage.
You did not do that on purpose.
I know.
The study using brain scans shows clear evidence of damage in heavy social drinkers, similar to the damage found in hospitalized alcoholics.
Yeah, I'm a tard. Thanks.
And it causes enough damage, according to the study, to hinder your day-to-day performance when you're sober.
Good evening!
Doctors say the damage is probably long-lasting and possibly permanent. Heavy social drinking, they say, is kind of alcoholism, and, quoting one doctor, often alcoholics are the last ones to know.
Two teams? Can we lie? Can we fill in 15?
That they have a problem.
All right. I don't even remember what it was.
All right. There you go.
In sports, anybody remember books? There's a new coffee table book out about Muhammad Ali that is the new heavyweight champion. At 66 pounds, it's the heaviest book ever published.
You're almost at the finish line.
Nearly 800. I know, and I can feel it. nearly 800 pages, more than 3,000 photographs, over 600,000 words in this Ali book.
Too many words.
The first words are hard, Don. The first 1,000 copies sell for $7,500 a piece and come with a sculpture, each copy signed by Ali.
I mean this totally objectively.
Yes.
First place, Mike. A very close second place would be Buzz. As a matter of fact, if this was the old days and we could stay on after 7,
right.
I have a prediction. Buzz would pass Mike.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I'm pulling up third,
right.
But I'm telling you, Mike, that right now...
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
You and I
Thank you very
are
much.
Drafting together.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
I win. Yeah. I just passed him. I just Rubber baby buggy I
exactly.
am the clear.
Oh.
I am glorious.
Oh.
Finally.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Finally, a German laid up in the hospital with multiple fractures from a car crash.
This is Wolfgang Jurecek from Germany. Never forget.
That's right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Wolfram.
German laid up in the hospital with multiple fractures from a car crash made an outcall for a hooker to help him end weeks of loneliness.
Hi.
But it cost more than he expected when the man, unable to walk, gave the woman his bank card to collect her fee and she...
Incredible!
She cleaned him out. Quoting a police official in Berlin, it's a common problem in hospitals. People get frisky. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Wow.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Congratulations.
No!
You made it through the newscast.
I think I win, boys. I think I win.
Win what?
The sobriety contest.
Right.
I disagree.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
You just effed it up.
No, I didn't.
You said rubber
I
baby?
I said rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
You just said it wrong again.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Say it again.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Say it again.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Faster. You just rubber, said muggers. Rubber, muggers. You said rubber baby
rubber baby buggy bumper. All right, let's do it. Let's all do it. We'll test each other. Uh-huh. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber you baby did it much buggy slower bumpers. Than I did.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
rubber baby buggy bumpers.
It's a push.
Yeah, it is.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Hey, great ice cream social today.
Hey, fantastic.
Outstanding. Good day to you, sir.
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 Don't forget tomorrow, Joe in New York.
Yeah.
And all the rest of the show on the Friday episode. And you, my friend.
I feel tired.
I love you.
You're crazy.
You're crazy, Rob.
Crazy.
Romero out.
Eat me.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Do you believe in love?
You don't come easy.
Oh, I wonder what she's doing to
night. Oh, God. We're a little pitchy.
What up, dog? Yo, 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 what up?
He's doing a Randy on you.
That was just eyes for me, you know what I mean? That was just eyes.
I love our listeners.
Your American Idol. Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.